Elections and constitutional amendments to order. Begin by taking roll.
Torres?
Here.
Torres here. Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Hancock? Padilla?
Here.
Padilla here. Yee.
Okay, we have a quorum. If we can begin by moving, we have two items of consent.
I'd be happy to move those.
Thank you. Consent calendar has been moved.
Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hancock? Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Yee.
Okay, those items are out. Our very first
and last
author, Senator Pavley, SB 844.
Yes, thank you very much, members. First bill for me for this year. This is relates to following the money. Simple idea, but I think a very important one and very timely as far as the public's concerned about how much money is in politics. It's a narrowly crafted bill. It's sort of built on a veto message from a prior bill from past legislation. Voters are concerned about how much money in politics and being able to follow the money. This bill is just looking at the ballot initiatives. That is it. And it asks the Secretary of State, using the money coming from the Fair Political Practice Board, to aggregate. Anyone who's going to be a future Secretary of State would probably love this bill. But any of the candidates. It asks them to aggregate the top 10 donors and top 10 opponents to any ballot initiative. Why is this a good place to do it? Well, the voters' pamphlet at the beginning is printed so early on during the election cycle, the information isn't as relevant. That's not the best place to put it, but this would be more timely. And an average person, if they go to the FPPC, I've tried to do it on ballot initiatives. You try to put together where the money's coming from and add it together and figure it out. It's very complicated, and you can't do that. So this is a hopefully a simple approach that can be implemented, giving the public the right to know who is funding or opposing each ballot measure.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Excuse me, let us finish. You have witnesses in support?
I do have witnesses in support. Let's hear from them. Kim?
Good afternoon, Chairwoman Torres and members of the committee. My name is Kim Alexander. I'm with the California Voter Foundation. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working to make the election process better for all California voters. And giving voters better access to information about top donors on the ballot propositions is one of our highest priorities. We have some of the best campaign finance disclosure laws in the country. There's no doubt about that. But there still is a big gap when it comes to voters having clear and concise and easy to access information about who the top donors are. And this is a really important shortcut that helps voters make more confident choices when they vote on propositions. And so that's why we want to have those top donors identified and have that information provided by the Secretary of State is also an important factor because in election campaigns, voters are often distrustful of a lot of the information that they receive during campaigns, but they're very trusting of information they receive from government agencies. So having the Secretary of State provide this information is crucial. And this is a reform that has been strongly supported by Californians of all parties and independent voters alike for many years now. PPIC has polled on this question since 2005, and it polls in the 80% range of voters supporting Republicans and Democrats alike, supporting more disclosure on initiative campaigns. So we hope we can count on your support.
Okay, any other witnesses in support?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here. My name is Jay Costa, and I'm here on behalf of MapLight, which is a nonpartisan nonprofit research organization that tracks campaign finance here in California. We strongly support this bill, and I'd like to speak a little bit about why. In 2012 alone, over $440 million was contributed to the ballot measure campaigns at the state level. Nearly 85% of that money came from donors giving $1 million or more. 70% came from just 20 donors. So when you have this large amount of money going into our political process from such a small number of sources, it's highly important that voters be able to know where it's coming from. While this information is made available on the Secretary of State website currently, all of the ingredients are there for voters to be able to technically track the money. It is incredibly hard for them to do so. So as somebody who works with this data and has worked with it for a while now, I can tell you that I've actually done the math, and it oftentimes takes hundreds of clicks of a mouse to compile a single file that would even begin to even allow you to begin to do the analysis that it would take to compile a top donor list. So for example, Prop 30, there are 33 different committees that were supporting and opposing this measure. If a voter wanted to find out who the top funders for and against this measure were, they would have to click 460 different times. Hmm. So, you know, disclosure and name, but effectively, this is not giving voters the information that they need. 8 out of 9 Supreme Court justices have said that this is essential information to the health of our democracy. It's high time that voters have meaningful access to information about who's funding these important ballot measures that they're being asked to vote on.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support?
Could I just ask?
Can we just go through all of that?
Yeah, and then I wanted the gentleman from MathLight to briefly give those three statistics again. Maybe he could write it down on a scrap of paper and give it to me.
We're going to try to get through this and then go back to Senator Anderson and come back to you. And don't go too far because you're going to have to come back. Thank you.
Hi, Trent Lang with the California Clean Money Campaign. Thank you, Madam Torres. We are a nonpartisan organization with 80,000 supporters around the state who care deeply about campaign finance, and we are here in support of this bill because it's crucial that people know where ballot measure money comes from, and the Secretary of State and the ballot pamphlet is an important place to start. There's a couple places that we look forward to working with the author in terms of making it a little bit easier for voters to find than even in the current bill, and more comprehensive, but it's a very good bill, and we ask for your support. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, I'm Trudy Schaefer, representing the League of Women Voters of California. We also strongly support SB 844. The public really does want to know who are the heavy money players in ballot measure campaigns, and this bill will make that information, which, as others have said, is there but very highly inaccessible. It will make it easier to understand and bring it all together in an accessible way, so we support.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Swanbeck. I am the policy advocate with California Common Cause. I'm here today representing our 400,000 members, also in support of SB 844. In particular, we're making initiative reform one of our top issues this year, and this bill in particular is really supportive of what others have already said in terms of providing voters with really useful information about who is funding initiative campaigns, which is often seen as sort of a shortcut for them to understand initiatives when we're putting, you know, tens of initiatives before them every initiative cycle. So we're here in support.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? I'm going to ask opposition to come forward.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Bart Broom, representing Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. Secretary Bowen strongly supports more transparency in who is funding ballot measures. A list of top 10 contributors that's easily accessible to voters is a very good idea. However, the Secretary doesn't currently have a position on SB 844, basically due to a few outstanding concerns that we've been discussing with the author's office. It's simple math to total contributions to come up with a top 10 list. That's pretty simple. But who falls into that list is actually determined by a series of subjective determinations. These would include how to handle contributors to multi-ballot measure committees. Are they contributing to one or to all the measures supported by that committee? And if so, in what amount? Another determining factor is, are contributions from affiliated organizations or company subsidiaries to be aggregated, or are those entities to be treated as separate? And then also, do we allow a contributor to be obscured from the list by simply donating to one committee and then having that committee transfer the funds to another? Without a clear statute or regulation, These subjective determinations may not be applied in a uniform manner over time. SB 27, Mr. Correa's bill, now pending on the Senate floor, would have committees determine their own top 10 contributors subject to FPPC regulation, and that's one workable solution. Our goal is to have clarity as to who appears on the top 10 list so that we avoid political disputes that really would be unnecessary if there is clarity. You don't want political disputes when really all you wanted was transparency and more disclosure.
Right.
And so, you know, we believe that these issues can be addressed, and we look forward to working with the author's office to make that so.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, we're going to go to questions and comments from the member. Senator Anderson, please.
I don't want to stop the discussion, but I'm prepared to move the bill at this time, and I'd like to ask the author to make me a co-author, although some could describe this bill as a campaign job killer.
Uh-oh. Ms. Hancock, Senator Hancock.
Yeah, I would simply like to ask if MathLight could just name those three statistics that you started your presentation with. I thought they were interesting, but I didn't catch them.
Sure. So in 2012 alone, over $440 million was contributed to ballot measure campaigns supporting and opposing. And nearly 85% of that total comes from donors giving $1 million or more. 70% comes from just 20 donors.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Big money.
Right. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? No, the bill has been moved. Would you care to close?
Well, obviously, I look forward to working with the Secretary of State's office and have carried bills for the Secretary of State the last several years, so we have a good working relationship with our office. And I would appreciate your support. This is the first committee and look forward to working with you.
Thank you very much. I think continuing to define how a donor...
Subjective, correct.
Right.
I got that.
Thank you.
Just to say to the author that I think if Senator Anderson thinks that this is such a good bill, I guess I'll support it too.
Okay.
Okay, the bill has been moved. Do pass to appropriations. Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hancock?
Aye. And I would like to be as a co-author.
Hancock, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. Okay, your bill is out. We have some unfinished business. If we can lift the call on our two bills that are in consent.
Currently is three supporting consent. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Okay, those bills are out. Thank you, members. And that concludes the business before this committee. We're adjourned. Thank you.